glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Matthew 5:19-21. Jesus shares these words during the sermon he delivered on the side of a mountain. Matthew records Jesus teaching what he expected of his followers. In this portion of the sermon, the Lord instructs about the value and security of earthly and heavenly treasures. There is a choice that needs to be made regarding the things that we treasure. Our heart will be attached to what we treasure the most. There are good reasons to choose the one over the other.
Jesus, be Jesus in me.
And I lay it at your feet. My life is yours. Please take control. Fill me and make me complete.
Jesus, be Jesus in me. No longer me, but Thee. Resurrection power, fill me this hour. Jesus, be Jesus in me.
There are many things on this earth that can become our greatest treasure. Anything that captures our attention can be a treasure. It seems obvious to me that in this instant, the Lord was referring to physical possessions that we can own and have. Since he refers to things being stolen, decaying, being moth-eaten, it would have to be physical things such as money or what money can purchase. Knowing that we have something of value leads us to keep it secure from those who would steal it or from elements that would destroy its value. there are other things than the physical possessions that could steal our heart from the spiritual things. I think pleasures and adventures, prestige and honors, can be highly valued. There is a danger in valuing these things as well. But in the context, the subject matter is that of our collection of physical things. In the Gospel of Luke, the record of the rich ruler coming to Jesus asking what he must do to be saved contains a statement from our Lord. You see, this ruler wanted to know what he could do to secure his eternal salvation, and Jesus pointed him to the commandments of God. The man told Jesus that he had lived by those commands all of his life, but he knew that there was still something missing. Well, Jesus told him to go and sell all that he had and give it to the poor. Upon hearing this, the man turned and went away. Then the Lord makes this statement, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven." The point is that the material things of this life can become the objects of our worship, and they can own our hearts. Jesus went on to say in our opening text about not laying up treasures on earth, but laying up heavenly ones, that no one can serve two masters. We hold to one and despise the other, or we hate the one and love the other. He said, you cannot serve both God and money. There are multiple scriptures that teach about money and working and in this physical existence that we experience in life. God's word teaches us to work and to earn money. It tells us to take care of our families by doing so. If we are unwilling to work and provide for ourselves and for our loved ones, then we should not eat. So the scriptures encourages us and directs us to be physically active in earning wages or making a profit in our business. Those who are able-bodied are instructed to work to have more than just enough food to feed and clothe and shelter their families. There should be earnings and profits that would enable us to have the ability to help those less fortunate than ourselves. The scriptures from the book of James says, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. So we are taught to give toward the needs of our neighbors as well, and to work so that we might have the means to do so. Every disciple of Christ is taught to return a portion of what we have been prospered with on a weekly basis back to the Lord. These funds are used to spread the gospel and to help the needy through the church. How would we keep any of these God-given commands if we did not earn money or if we did not make a profit in business? Since we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, it is imperative that we let nothing else on of earthly value steal away our heart from the Almighty. Things can do that, and that is exactly the message being taught us. If we are too involved in the physical and we devote ourselves to things of earth, we do not have time nor space for the eternal and spiritual things. We are reminded that the physical and material life we are living here on this earth is temporary. It cannot be secured. Everything surrounding us is decaying. If it is not stolen, it will eventually become rusted or moth-eaten. So let us hear the message that should direct our affairs from day to day. Let us clearly hear from our Savior that we should be storing up things in heaven. Well, how do we do that? We pray for others. We forgive others. We show compassion toward others. We take care of widows and orphans. We bring someone who needs to know Jesus Christ and we lead them into the obeying of the gospel. Honor the Heavenly Father by worshiping Him through His Son. lifting up songs of praise. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Do not pay back evil for evil. Overcome evil with good. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. I hope your true retirement investment is a heavenly one. It will never run out, never be lost. This one here and now, for whatever time we have on earth, well, it isn't secure from anything. So which treasure has your heart?
For tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of